Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by the No Halftime app. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app on No Halftime. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and on Amazon.com. Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I am Kyle McEwen. You can find me on Twitter at RotoKyleNBA. And I'm doing the show solo today, so it's just going to be me yammering at you for a few minutes here. 10 games on the slate for Wednesday, so we got quite a bit to look at, and I am going to hammer through it as quickly as possible. So let's just dive right on into it. Looking at the injuries, we've got Reggie Jackson still out with his knee issue. Mike Conley is going to be out for at least 6 weeks, they say. He'll be reevaluated in four. He has a broken back, but apparently it's going to heal with rest. We should see Mike Conley back sometime this season. There's apparently been several quarterbacks who have had this same back injury that Conley has had, and they've been able to come back in a relatively not extreme length of time. So, in fact, there's depending on the severity of the injury, right now they're saying they're going to reevaluate him in 4 weeks, could be back in 6 to 8. But there's been some speculation that maybe he comes back before the 6 weeks. So let's we'll look forward to that. Zach Randolph, he's been away due to death in the family. He'll continue to be out on Wednesday. Dirk Nowitzki with his Achilles injury will be out Wednesday and Thursday. Doug McDermott with his concussion is still going to be out, or at least that's the expectation considering where he is in the protocol. Deion Waiters is out, and so is Justice Winslow for the Miami Heat for their full three-game road trip they're on right now. And then for the Indiana Pacers, Paul George, CJ Miles, and Kevin Serafin will continue to be out on Wednesday. Nick Young suffered an Achilles injury on Tuesday. He will be doubtful for Wednesday's game. And then there's a bevy of questionable players. Jared Bayless remains questionable. If he can't go, of course, we'll see Sergio Rodriguez and TJ McConnell pick up a lot of those point guard, or pretty much all the point guard minutes for the Sixers. Mike Scott from the Hawks is finally listed as questionable instead of just being out. He has yet to play this season. He's been out with a knee issue. Henry Ellenson of the Pistons, he missed Tuesday's game with an ankle injury and will be out Wednesday as well. He's not even in the rotation, so I don't know why I'm talking about him. Vince Carter's questionable with hip flexor issue. And they've played him lesser minutes the last few games, too. So it's possible that even if Vince plays, maybe they're just limiting his minutes because of this this issue that's going on. Lance Thomas is questionable with his foot issues. Jan Mahinmi is questionable with soreness in his other knee, not the knee he had surgery on this offseason. Devin Harris is questionable, finally, with his toe injury that's kept him out for so long. So it's possible we might see him make his season debut. Jared Dudley is questionable with a foot issue. Tyler Johnson of the Miami Heat is questionable coming off of his tooth. He had his tooth knocked out, and they had to do some dental surgery. I believe he's missed the last two games, but he might be back for Miami. If he is, he becomes a little bit more intriguing, what with the fact that Deion Waiters and Justice Winslow are out right now. Danilo Gallinari and Darrell Arthur for the Nuggets are both questionable. So is Will Barton. All three of them could possibly return to action on Wednesday. And if they do, that does confuse the situation there regarding Moutier, Jameer Nelson, the Wilson Chandler explosion that we've seen recently in some games when they're not getting blown out. So that's all stuff to take into consideration. Even Kenneth Reed gets affected by the Nuggets running some of their small ball power forwards out there. Probable players, Andre Drummond, he was ejected from Tuesday's game, so he's considering a probable for the time being due to that ejection, just in case they decide that the elbow that he put up against Roy Hibbert's head was excessive or intentional to the point that he deserves to get a suspension. We will see. As we talked about, 10 games on the slate, so not like any grossly large over-unders. We've got a 213 from the Washington at OKC game. We've got a 213.5 from the Indiana at Portland game. It's really low over-under from the San Antonio and Dallas game of just 190, and San Antonio is expected to win that game by 9. They are playing at Dallas. We saw Dallas last week, the last time they played, rest almost all of their main players. Dirk Nowitzki's out. Darren Williams is considered probable. This is the first game of a back-to-back. They've had 2 days off since Sunday. So, on Dallas' side of things, maybe not guys getting rested. Maybe Bogut does on the first night of a back-to-back, or maybe they just have him not go on that trip tomorrow. We'll see. I don't think – I mean, it's possible Bogut will play on both nights, but maybe – I don't know why they would do that, because they are so terrible, so they don't have to force playing Bogut. They can just give their younger guys more run by doing that. Stuff to consider. San Antonio, though, they played on Tuesday, and most of their guys played their regular minutes. So it's, you know, the pop rest games, this might be one of them. You're going to want to keep a big eye out for that for San Antonio. And then you'd consider looking, you know, it's tough. The Spurs spread their minutes out so much that I think I would be looking more towards the starters who are still playing and not getting rested, rather than I would a lot of the guys who will be filling in for them. All right, second day of a back-to-back, Detroit, Los Angeles, and San Antonio. First day of a back-to-back, Dallas, Miami, and Memphis. Again, the only two teams that I think are really going to be looking at possible rest on Wednesday are San Antonio and Dallas, and they play each other. Days of rest for teams playing on Wednesday. The Bulls have had 4 days of rest since their last game, so we're going to be talking a lot about their players. The Pacers have had 2 days of rest, and Al Horford, singularly, has had 4 days of rest because he missed the Celtics' last game to attend the birth of his child, his second child. So that's going to be good for Al Horford, if not for the rest of the Celtics, just because he's going to come in kind of rejuvenated and whatnot. All right. Oh, we have our other sponsor, Draft. So let me tell you a little bit about them. We already know you love fantasy, so we know you'll love playing fantasy on Draft. Draft is a simple daily fantasy app where you can do snake drafts, just like the ones you do at the beginning of your season-long leagues. You can also do drafts whenever you want. They last for just one day, and they take only minutes to complete. On Draft, it's draft day every day. On Draft, you can play for free, or better yet, play for money. And get this, your chances of winning on Draft are almost 3 times better than your chances of winning on FanDuel or DraftKings. I just did a head-to-head draft before the show and got AD with my number one pick, and I'll be doing another after the show. Join me, download Draft now, just search Draft in the App Store, and it will come up first. Be sure to enter the promo code DFBPOD, that's DFBPOD, when you download, and you will get a 100% bonus up to $600 when you deposit. Again, search Draft in the App Store, and be sure to enter the promo code DFBPOD, that's DFBPOD. All right, let's get into it. I'm tight on time, so I'm going to try to do this without being annoying, but I'm going to give you a long list of players that I'm considering using in my lineups for Wednesday with just kind of bullet points on the reasons why, and we'll continue on. I love you guys. Let's get to it. Point guard, I guess that was a throw out to Josh. I love him too. Russell Westbrook, 12.4K. He is averaging 61 FanDuel points over his last 8 games and 63.45 FanDuel points over his last 4 games. Amazingly, at 12.4K, there's still regular upside here for Westbrook. He can get past that point. Rajon Rondo, 5.8K. Going up against LA, the Los Angeles Lakers, he scored 31.8 FanDuel points in each of his last 4 games at 5.8K. Rondo just seems like a safe play on Wednesday. Eric Bledsoe from Phoenix, 8.1K. He's averaging 45.23 FanDuel points over his last 3 games. We know with TJ Warren being out, we've definitely seen more of the scoring load go to Eric Bledsoe. Brandon Knight is just, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been a really big fan of him for a little while now, so I'm not terribly surprised by it. And look, he's just sucked lately. Brandon Knight sucked, and he's not even getting nearly the minutes he should be getting, considering the situation there in Phoenix right now. So Eric Bledsoe's on the up, and he's still just 8.1K, and he's getting better production than that on the nightly. So roll him out in a lot of places. Kyle Lowry, 8.3K. You love the matchup against Memphis, but Lowry has been settling just below value most nights lately, so I'd be throwing him in there, mainly because Kyle Lowry's going to get matched up against Andrew Harrison, Wade Baldwin, some young point guards who are filling in for Mike Conley. The Memphis Grizzlies will likely bring in a a veteran point guard, whether that's, I think Tony Douglas was mentioned, Kendall Marshall was mentioned, Norris Cole's been thrown out there, and one other guy's been thrown out there too, as possibly coming in and working out for the Grizzlies. And on Saturday, they should get their injury exception allowed. And if that happens, then you'll see a veteran point guard come in and likely fill in while Conley is out. So then Andrew Harrison's limited value for the time being, and Wade Baldwin as well. It's only going to last for like two or three games, most likely. But anyways, Kyle Lowry against those guys, worth looking at. Jeff Teague, 7K. Teague's been good as long as the Pacers aren't getting blown out or blowing some team out. I like him a lot Wednesday with Paul George still being out. So Jeff Teague, 7K, going up against Portland. You like that matchup. And I'm definitely looking at throwing him in some of my tournament lineups. Goran Dragic in Denver, 6.8K. Especially if Tyler Johnson is out again, which I would lean towards Tyler Johnson probably being back in action, but I really don't know how serious his mouth surgery was. We saw Dragic put up 55.9 FanDuel points versus Boston in Miami's last game. So that was, I can't remember if Waiters was out for that game as well, but Justice Winslow being out with so many injuries on that Miami team at the moment, you're definitely looking at Dragic as somebody who should be capable of stepping up. So I'm okay throwing him into some tournament lineups at that 6.8K price and seeing if he can duplicate what he did last game, or at least get somewhat close to it. Duplication's probably diluted. Dennis Schroeder, 5.6K at Phoenix. Schroeder's disappointed a lot of nights, but he's also been pretty decent lately. And 5.6K against Phoenix, you just love the matchup. Crap team. Should be, Atlanta on the road at Phoenix should be a relatively close game because of those factors. I like Schroeder as a play at 5.6K. Derrick Rose, 6.7K at Minnesota. Rose scored 34.2 FanDuel points in his, or he's averaged 34.2 FanDuel points in his last seven games. He's getting, he's like at the price. He's getting value. So going up against Minnesota, I'm not necessarily terrified about them right now. They still seem to be getting their crap together. So Derrick Rose seems like a decent play, and I don't usually say that. Darren Collison, 5.8K at Philadelphia. Collison's not necessarily producing great lately, but the matchup and the price are good here. So Collison, tournament lineups, 5.8K at Philadelphia. I like it. Andrew Harrison, the guy filling in for Mike Conley for the Grizzlies. He's 3.7K at Toronto. He's worth some tournament run because he should get tons of minutes. We should see Andrew Harrison play 30 to 34 minutes, almost guaranteed, unless he's so bad. And just getting eaten up so much by Kyle Lowry that they turn to Wade Baldwin, and Wade Baldwin can turn it on. But I don't know if that's going to happen. Fizdale likes to pump his players up, give them confidence, but he's been critical of Wade Baldwin, and that's weird to me. That makes you feel like Baldwin's probably got some arrogance issues that Fizdale's trying to kind of whittle him down on. So 3.7K for Andrew Harrison that's worth throwing into some tournaments. Jamal Murray, 4.1K. He's averaged 24.17 FanDuel points over his last seven games. Jamal Murray's really, I like the situation against Miami because Miami plays a lot of guards, which means Denver can go to the smaller lineups and have Murray out there a lot if they want to. I think he's still worth throwing into tournaments in a general sense. Obviously, if Will Barton's back, if Danilo Gallinari's back, that confuses things a lot. So maybe we'll go look away from Murray some, but he's been hitting his shots. He's been playing well. I'd throw him into a couple tournaments almost regardless of the situation in some respects. Sergio Rodriguez from Philadelphia, 4.4K versus Sacramento. The matchup is good. He scored 26 and 25 FanDuel points the last two games. You're only using Sergio, only using Sergio if Jared Bayless is out. And then if Jared Bayless is playing, you consider using Jared Bayless in your DFS lineups. Jameer Nelson, 4.1K versus Miami. It's a good matchup if Barton is out. If Barton's playing, highly doubt I'm taking any look at Jahmyr Nelson at 4.1K. Shooting guards, DeMar DeRozan at 9K versus Memphis. He's only averaging 38.1 FanDuel points over his last seven games, so that scares you off a little bit. CJ McBuckets, 7.4K. He's sitting just below value a lot recently, but the matchup is great. I like CJ. I'm not necessarily sold on DeMar DeRozan, especially matching up against Tony Allen. But CJ McBuckets, CJ McCollum at 7.4K, I like that. Dwayne Wade at 6.9K versus the Lakers. Zach LaVine, there's some bust potential there, but 6.2K versus New York, it's worth tournament run. Bradley Beal, 7K. He's averaging 38.58 over his last six games with four 40-point FanDuel games. Bradley Beal is just somebody you're throwing into your lineups right now quite religiously. Oladipo at 6.2K versus Washington. I like the matchup for tournaments, so I'm going to throw him in to some of my tournament runs. From the Lakers on Wednesday, Clarkson and Lou Williams with D'Angelo Russell still being out. I'm not looking at Calderon in any respect. If I'm looking at the guards, I'm looking at Clarkson at 5.6K versus Chicago, or at Chicago, and Lou Will at 5K. They're decent but not great options. I'd be willing to throw Josh Richardson from Miami at 4.6K into some of my tournaments. But again, he hasn't been really cracking that 30-minute plateau recently, so that kind of limits him in certain respects. Tony Allen, 4K at Toronto. I look at Tony Allen, I say, 4K, playing against DeRozan. The Grizzlies, this might be one of those games where they let him play, you know, 34 minutes for the night. And if that happens, then 4K, you could probably get value back on Tony Allen. It might be an interesting tournament play. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He's 5K at Boston. He's scored 30-plus in four of his last five games. KCP just seems like a relatively safe play right now. Now, with that said, a lot of the guys in the Boston and Detroit game, they don't – you look through their track records against both these teams, nobody does good against each other for the most part. I like Al Horford at the center position, but that's like the main guy I'm looking at in that game. Wayne Ellington, 4K at Denver, playing on Miami this season, if you didn't know, because he just made a season debut a game ago. Played 26 minutes in his season debut. Ellington should play quite a bit. It's a good matchup against Denver. You could get value from him. I don't know if I'd expect too much from him. And then Nick Stauskas, Sacramento revenge game. It is in Philadelphia, though, so it's not like back in Sacramento. 3.9K. He's had several 20-plus FanDuel point nights, so it's worth considering. Looking at small forward, Glenn Robinson, 4.7K at Portland. He's a decent play with a little upside to the 30-point FanDuel threshold. And Paul George is out. CJ Miles is out. Glenn Robinson should play at least 36 minutes, so that's good. Jimmy Butler, 9K versus Los Angeles Lakers. You love the matchup. He did score 58 FanDuel points against the Lakers 10 days ago. He's on 4 days of rest. All those are good things for Jimmy Butler. In that game against Los Angeles, those last time, Dwayne Wade was out. So there wasn't necessarily, there was a lot of room for him to do well. Carmelo Anthony, 7.8K at Minnesota. He put up 47 and 51 FanDuel points against Minnesota last season. And that's the reason that would make me want to have Carmelo in, or the main reason, in some tournaments on Wednesday. Otherwise, he's a feast or famine guy. He's a tournament guy in my mind. He'll go out one night and he'll put up 60 on freaking Charlotte when he's getting guarded by Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. But otherwise, no, I'm gonna put up these duds because I'm Brick City, you know, freaking mason work, laying stuff, building buildings. So, anyways, Carmelo Anthony, 7.8K at Minnesota. Like what he did against him last season, and I'd take a risk there. Rudy Gay, 7.2K at Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia, tournament exposure for Gay at 7.2K. Not necessarily excited about what he's been doing lately overall. Andrew Wiggins, 5.9K versus New York. Put up 37 and 32 FanDuel points against them last season. And Wiggins overall has been much better this season. So at 5.9K, I like that. I'll definitely get some Wiggins into my tournaments. Porter at 6.1K at OKC. It just seems like a safe play. He's going to get you about 30 points, no doubter, almost. So Otto Porter, 6.1K. Harrison Barnes, 6.1K. Dirk is still out versus San Antonio. Just ride it. ride it for right now. He's pretty safe. Mo Harkless, 5K versus Indiana. He scored 25 plus in each of his last four games. Gotta be looking at Mo Harkless for this Indiana game, especially with Paul George and CJ Miles being out. Who is there on that Indiana team? Mo Harkless looks like a really good play. Wilson Chandler, 6.4K versus Miami. This is if Gallo is out. If Gallinari's not out, I'm probably not going after Wilson Chandler, but if Gallinari's out, I'm definitely going after Wilson Chandler. Jay Crowder, 5.2K versus Detroit. It's cheap. 5.2K is cheap for Crowder. I want some. Matt Barnes, 3.8K versus Philadelphia. Put up 32 and 36 versus Philly last season while he was playing on the Grizzlies. And Matt Barnes is in, maybe I'm ignorant to think this in certain, but I kind of feel like he's blowout safe in certain regards. And depending on what Philadelphia does, they might run that. I mean, you would expect Philadelphia to continue what they've been doing. Maybe we see a little bit of the Embiid Okafor together, but I don't know. Troy Williams, 3.7K from Memphis, playing at Toronto, put up 18-plus FanDuel points in each of his last three games. Tabo Sefolosha at 4.2K at Phoenix. The matchup makes it interesting because if there's sloppy basketball, maybe Tabo has one of those big steals nights. Damari Carroll at 4.3K versus Memphis. He's averaging 27 FanDuel points over his last three games. So nice little run there from Damari Carroll, and I would consider using him. Some power forwards to consider. Paul Millsap, 7.5K at Phoenix, scored 56 FanDuel points versus Phoenix last season. And that makes me want to take a look at throwing him into some tournaments. Kristaps Porzingis, 7.5K at Minnesota. It's safe. It's not necessarily cheap. And right now we're not seeing a huge upside from Porzingis from that, but it seems like a good buy. Gorgui Dieng, 6.1K versus New York. Seems like another safe-ish play there. Nikola Jokic, 4.8K versus Miami. Again, these are the rest of my plays. I don't know what happened in the second half of the show when I was writing up the outline, but it was pretty much like, oh, I'm just going to pick all the safe guys. 4.8K Nikola Jokic versus Miami. He's safe. He played pretty well against them last season, despite the whole, well, what about Nurkic matching up with Whiteside thing? Jokic might be the better matchup. Nikola Mirotic, 4.2K versus Los Angeles. He dropped 35 on them 10 days ago, but he also started in that game and Wade was sitting out. So be cautious in using Mirotic, but maybe consider it. Larry Nance, 4K at Chicago. He's just a safe play. He's been putting up 20 FanDuel points every single night. Looking at the center position, DeMarcus Cousins, 10.9K at Philadelphia. He's worth it. Big price. He's worth it. 62 and 67 FanDuel points in his last two games. Hassan Whiteside, 8.7K at Denver. Again, worth it. Worth the price. Worth the cost. Put up 62 FanDuel points versus Denver last season. Let's see it again. Miles Turner, 6.4K at Portland. He's safe. 35 and 36 the last two games. Paul George is still out. CJ Miles is still out. They need Miles Turner to score. They need him to be on the court. Mason Plumlee from the Portland Trailblazers, 5.8K versus Indiana. Scored 30-plus in each of his last three games. Just seems like a safe play. I like Plumlee. Of course, there is a potential for him to bottom out, but he's been dropping dimes, you know? That's been insulating him a lot. Marc Gasol going up against Toronto, he's 7K. You like that price because Conley's out. They should lean on Gasol a lot more. Al Horford, 7.4K, put up 47 FanDuel points on Detroit 11 days ago. Horford's had 4 days of rest because of being away for the birth of his child. So he's in a really great situation there at 7.4K. Robin Lopez, 5K versus Los Angeles Lakers. He put up 32 against them 10 days ago. But again, that was a situation with Wade being out. So consider that. But you do like him at that price, Lopez. And then Jonas Valanciunas, 6.1K versus Memphis. This is safe play. They're going to match Valanciunas up against Marc Gasol a lot. This is one of those games where we could see Valanciunas play really big minutes. I love you guys. I'm sorry for talking so fast. I hope this was maybe enjoyable just because it was quick. But I have to go take the dog out and then get to work. I love you. Have a good day. I'm Kyle McCune. This has been the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast. And you can find me on Twitter at RotoKyleNBA. Have a good one. Bye-bye.